Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Whether you're working full or part-time and taking care of kids and spouses and maybe older parents and dogs and, you know, it's always hard. And I hear people say, I don't have time to exercise. Well, you have to make time to exercise. My guest is attorney and fitness buff Lori Pines, who, Lori, as an attorney, obviously you're busy, you're a mom, and you work out, you go to a gym, you've written a book. So tell us, how do you fit it all in and make that time to exercise? Does it mean getting up at 4 a.m? Because a lot of women were exhausted and we just don't want to do that.
That's not me, Melanie. I wish I could get up at 4 a.m. and feel energetic, but I do think it's important to do it first thing in the morning. So what I try to do is really get it on the calendar. I treat it like something else. In other words, it's not the last thing I do. It's really a priority for me. And I think my family, I have two sons and a busy working husband as well, and I think they realize that they're better off having me get to the gym, that I'm going to be in a better mood, to try to respect that. So even on the weekends, the kids will sort of be with my husband for an hour or so while I do get to the gym. And I make sure to be able to do it on the weekends as well as during the week. Now, there are days you can't automatically do it. You have a morning meeting. You're not going to be able to do it right after you take the kids to school. So I try to do it in the afternoon, or I try to do it in the early evening. I try to do it and work it in as if it's something I need to do, and I don't make it the last priority. That's for sure.
Well,
otherwise,
that's an important.
Never get there.
Well, and that's such an important thing for women to hear. You cannot make it a last priority, because if you do not put your own mask on, you can't put the masks of your loved ones on, and if you don't take care of yourself, you cannot then take care of everything else you need to do. And I agree with you. It needs to be done as a priority. First thing, like brushing your teeth. My kids, Lori, tell me, you're a monster, Mom. Please go on your treadmill and leave us be a little bit. And they know that, like you, it will put me in a much better mood. So, yes, there are days you have an early morning meeting, or you have something you have to do. So on those days, maybe you miss it, or you do it later in the day. What about the negative self-talk? As women, I mean, if we have to miss a day, we're like, oh, I'm going to get so fat now, or what a lazy slob. I mean, I've said all kinds of things to myself. What do you tell women if they say, but, all that negative self-talk is just so unpositive for us?
Okay, well, I completely agree with that. I mean, we've all done that. We've all been there. We've said things, you're a fat pig. You didn't get to the gym today. But what we have to remember is a day or 2 days or even a week, if it happens, if we're incredibly busy or if I'm on trial or something, and it's just not going to happen, and there are times when that happens, we can't put ourselves down. We have to understand, all right, that's a small respite, but, how much weight can you gain in a day or 2 days or a week? To be realistic, it's really, this is a long-term, you have to have a long-term view. And I think one thing that's really important is to not feel selfish about this issue. So many of us, women, we give to everyone before we give to ourselves. It's so important, our families, our kids, we always do that. But what we have to remember is, it's okay. This is something that's important for ourselves, and we shouldn't feel bad or put ourselves down for making this a priority, because it's important for not just, how we look, but how we feel. I think that's even more important than whether my jeans are going to be a little tiny bit tighter. It's much more how I feel about myself and my energy level.
Well, and that's why I use that, analogy to putting your own mask on, like they tell you on the plane. You have to do it first, because then you have the energy and the mood and the feeling that you would take care of everybody else, and that, that you can do that once you've taken some decent care of yourself. So what about setting some reasonable goals for yourself? Give women an example of how you might set a goal. I mean, you're busy. And definitely inspirational in that, you're a busy attorney and all of the, and you wrote a book. So how do you set the goals that you follow through with them?
Well, my ideal goal would be to work out every day. And I think we have to accept that that's probably not going to happen, to get 7 days where you're going to get to work out every single day. But I think a realistic goal is 5 days. I mean, if you can work in 5 days and you don't have to do it for 3 hours. You don't have to be there for 2 hours. But even if you get a little bit of exercise, if you get 30 minutes or 45 minutes and you do that and you do it consistently so that you don't have to feel bad if you miss a day or two, you'll work it in. You work it in because you, like everything else, you're not going to forget to eat. You're not going to forget to sleep or go to the bathroom. For me, this is as essential as anything else, and it helps me in every aspect of my life. I mean, particularly stress reduction. That's another point. I feel much less stressed, and I love to work out to music, and I love to have that feeling of, you know, I'm doing something good for myself. It's good for, I actually have high cholesterol. It's good for that. It's good for keeping my body strong and energetic. And I just remember all the good things. So I try not to focus on the negative, but to think of all the good things it's going to do and how good it's going to make me feel. And I make it happen.
And, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine says that you do not have to do, if you're trying to get 150 minutes a week, ladies, you don't have to do it all in one fell swoop or even an hour a day. You can do it in little 10-minute increments. So if you don't have time to go to a club, you know, I mean, Laura, you live in New York. So walking on the street, if you have a lunch break and you go take a 20-minute walk, that constitutes 20 minutes of at least exercise that can help reduce blood pressure, get some of the weight off, just get us in better shape.
Oh, and that's absolutely true. And another thing we do here is, you know, we have my office is on several floors, and it's very easy to take an elevator ride from the 34th to the 33rd floor, the 35th floor. You could get into that habit, or you can go to the stairwell and just walk a little bit. And I try to really make sure that I do that. And I also try to make sure I get up from my desk, you know, at least once an hour and walk, do something, walk on the floor, walk somewhere, not just always send an email to someone, but actually walk over to their office, because just walking and moving is so important. And I think it, you know, it helps you so that you don't get a lot of back pain and that kind of thing. I think it's just important to keep moving, even if you're in a desk job. And I'm in a desk job. I know a lot of people now are having those sort of vertical desks where you can stand and do that. No one at my office is doing that. I haven't done that, but I do try to stand and move around as much as I can.
Well, I love that you try and take the stairs, and listeners, remember that is so important. Why do you need to take the elevator? Take the stairs. It will add exercise. Park a little further away, or make sure that you maybe get off a block earlier if you take the bus or a cab, just so that you have to walk that little bit of extra. And Lori had a great piece of advice. Get up from your desk at least every hour. Do not, working moms, don't sit there. Every single hour, get up and move around, right? I mean, that's so important to get that blood flow in your legs. You don't want to develop veins.
Absolutely. And I also try to play with my kids. I mean, my sons, they're 8 years old and 13 years old. And, you know, they still love to play catch or, you know, get on the floor and do Legos or move around a little bit with them. So, you know, it's very tempting when you get home to just sit with the kids, maybe watch TV or something, but to try to get in a little bit of play. I mean, that's also exercise. I think of all these things anytime I'm moving around as exercise, and think to try to maximize that in any way that I can. And that's an enjoyable way to do it, is to throw a ball in the hall with my son. That's fine. And that is exercise.
It absolutely is. And playing with your kids is really a great way to get a little exercise. And then it shows what a great role model you are, because you're being physically active with your kids. She's Lori Pines, and her book is The Little Book of Gym Etiquette, a handbook for dealing with annoying people at the gym. I love that, Lori. Thank you so much. These are great suggestions for working busy moms. And so that's what you have to do, people. You have to make sure you find your time. You don't have the time. You have to make the time. That is the truth. It will not just pop up. You have to make it a priority. You have to set your goals. Be reasonable. Don't be too hard on yourself. Get rid of that self-talk. We all do it certain times of the month more than others. But try not to do that. Play with your kids. Get up every hour at work. These are the things that will keep us healthy. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well.